What more can the Fed do to give the economy a boost?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's the Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, as the Federal Reserve starts a meeting in Washington, we'll ask if the Fed has any more tools left to help the economy. But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are up right now. The Dow up 27 points or 0.2% at 12,108. The Nasdaq up 0.5% and the S&P 500 up 0.4%. The Greek prime minister faces a confidence vote tonight in the Greek parliament. Some analysts say if he gets a vote of confidence, he'll be able to pass the budget cutting measures needed to get more bailout money from Europe. Now let's get to the Fed. A two-day meeting gets underway today in Washington. The central bank is not expected to announce any new bond-buying stimulus measures, though. Julie Niemann is an analyst with Smith Moore & Company. She's with us live from St. Louis, as she is every Tuesday. Good morning.
Morning, Jeremy.
So, Julie, would no news be good news from the Fed? Bad news? What?
Well, they're going to talk, but basically there are no new tools. They can rename, but it's the same game. They can buy the debt, and they'll continue to do that, keep official interest rates at zeros, but nothing is going to change unemployment and housing as far as the Fed's done. But it's the pressure to do something. But Fed intervention is like OxyContin. It relieves the pain temporarily, does nothing to cure the cause of the pain, and it gets the markets addicted to their intervention.
Like OxyContin, Julie. But on the other hand, if the Fed does nothing, doesn't that risk hurting the fragile recovery?
And it will. You know, the ability of institutional investors to panic when faced with the obvious is legendary. We ignore risk until it hits you in the face. We know the problems, the deficit and this bizarre dance in Congress, the debt and its national consumer and household bank debt. The only thing is we're delaying it. That means the size of the problem keeps getting bigger and the reckoning keeps getting bigger. As one guru put it, there are no more deficit hawks in the country, only deficit vultures, and that's what we're facing.
Julie Niemann, analyst with Smith Moore & Company, thanks so much.
You bet.
Well, the National Labor Relations Board has just proposed new rules designed to speed up the voting process for workers who want to unionize. Marketplace's Eve Tro reports labor unions are all in favor.
When unions organize American workers, it's a two-step process. First, they have to get employees to sign a petition saying they want a union. If enough workers do, the National Labor Relations Board authorizes an election. The board takes months to set up those elections. John Beck teaches labor relations at Michigan State University. He says the longer the lag time between signing up and voting, the more likely workers are to change their minds.
So if you can shorten that time, you lessen the possibility that workers are going to get immense cold feet.
He says the new rules would let unions send signatures electronically and remove other red tape. That should help unions win more workers. But Princeton University economist Henry Farber says the U.S. labor movement will still shrink.
It's not as if the reason labor unions are disappearing is because there's a cumbersome election process. It's because the economic realities of the global economy we live in make it very difficult for U.S. workers to get higher wages.
I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. Marketplace Entrepreneurship Reporting is supported by Farmers Insurance, trained local agents committed to small business success. More at 1-866-200-4BIZ. For the latest business news, go to marketplace.org and click on the newsletters tab to get business and economic news delivered to you daily, right now to your inbox.
Today, the Food and Drug Administration is unveiling 9 new graphic warning labels that'll start appearing on cigarette packs next year. One will be a picture of a smoker's corpse. The tobacco industry is already adjusting to tougher regulations with new products like electronic cigarettes. One e-cigarette maker called Blue Cigs has even introduced a smart pack that alerts you when you're around other users. Marketplace's Sean Cole is a smoker, and he went to try it out.
The Blue Cig smart pack looks like a normal flip-top box of cigarettes, except it's hard plastic. You keep your replacement cartridges in there. It's also totally sci-fi. Say you're out for a casual stroll with your Blue Cig.
Smoking my e-cigarette in New York.
And another Blue Sig user is standing on the corner. When you come within 50 feet of each other,
I wish I had someone to talk to. Oh.
Both of your packs start vibrating and flashing a blue light.
There must be someone nearby.
That guy.
Hey. Who is also, oh, look.
Is that your buzzing?
You smoke yeah. You smoke blue.
You know, these things are great.
I think they're positively disgusting.
Really?
No.
Of course, this is just a simulation. The company did lots of these in its market testing.
It's funny to watch people look around and look for the person and go, hey, hey, and they hold their pack up.
Jason Healy is the president of Blue Sigs. He says the smart pack is supposed to help his 500,000 or so customers commune in person, just like many of them do online. Plus, you can set it to transmit your Facebook and Twitter profiles, in case you don't feel like kibitzing with the other Blue user right away.
While you guys may not have spoken or you didn't speak in depth, your packs have exchanged whatever information you both want people to know about you or don't want to know.
Now, there are dozens of models of e-cigs, new brand names all the time. Blue Sigs go for around $70 right now. The Smart Pack will cost about $80. So the question is, will enough Blue devotees make the switch?
Is there a way to turn off the social networking feature of it?
There is.
Okay.
Angelique Godabray is a 40-year-old housewife in Virginia. She's been using Blue Sigs for about a year and a half, and she's not too interested in vibrating her way toward other users.
I don't go out and do the clubbing, and, you know, I'm married, so I don't date. It's unnecessary for me.
But she says she probably will buy the Smart Pack down the road, if only because it's easier to recharge the battery now. Reactions to it on the e-cigs forums range from, that's cool, to, that's creepy. But just like any innovation, e-cigs in general have fostered a lot of excitement. Be warned, though, mutual excitement does not necessarily lead to friendship.
Actually, if you turned your Facebook function on, I can chat later on Facebook.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay.
I'm Sean Cole for Marketplace.
And we are on Facebook at APM Marketplace. We're on Twitter at Marketplace Radio, and we're on the good old internet at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
The Egyptian government needs to come up with some new housing. It has to be affordable. They need it fast, so they're borrowing time-tested designs.
It is a way, something like the kibbutz.
Boy, I'm Kai Rizdal, creating communities and deserting the Nile. Next time on Marketplace, we'll have the day's business news and the numbers from Wall Street as well. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.